Blog Talk Radio.
Because by a do, by a do, by a do, you're mine.
I just go by a do, I'm living, it never matters. I'm in line with my dreams. I exhibit in my patterns. I'm consistent. Running back if you ever miss it. Keep it clean, but so wild that it feels explicit. Listen, stay shining. My life forever beams, body and peas, and everything between. So respect the queens and queens. I want to see, and I do all of this in the voice. Leave a mark and I will be the brightest spot. I will do it till the day I'm in my grave and start to rot. Cause I love it and I feel like it's the only thing I've got. It's the one thing I get right all of the time. I don't write all of the time, but when I'm writing I shine. What a goal of mine, humble yourself. Make sure you're arrogant, matching your grind. See, when I'm rocking, I'm fine. The time in between that really kills me. This is what I do, can you feel me? See, this is music from my soul, it's the real me. If you wanna steal my flow, you gotta steal me. And even then,
Michael Muhammad. Shouts out to my co-host Charlie B. Moore. You know what I'm saying? I'm in the building tonight. You know, on the spot Tuesday night is where I come in and build on a topic that somebody might have gave me. Might have came up myself. Came across something. Said, yo, this would be a good topic. Right? And so tonight, we're going to deal with what's the role of a man in a relationship. Now, we have a Facebook group for North Star Talk, and last week, sent out for some men to participate on the show, and let's discuss what's the role of a man in a relationship. I don't think I really got a commitment of any man to say, yeah, let's do this, I want to sit on a panel, we'll do this, going to do this show, son. Nobody really, like, came to me as a, you know, as a man and was like, yeah, let's do this show. Our sisters, the women need to know how we feel about our role as men in the relationship. So I said, well, maybe they'll call in tonight and participate. You know. So if you're listening by computer, right? You're a man and you're listening by computer, and you want to participate, just follow us on North Star Talk. Become a follower and then enter into the chat room. And you can make a statement or a comment in the chat room. We'll bring it, I'll mention it on the air. And that way you can participate. Or you can call the call in number, which is 657-383-1423. That's 657-383-1423 to participate by phone. Now, if you call in or you're listening by phone and you want to participate in the show, all you got to do is press 1. We'll bring you on by calling out the last 4 digits of your phone number. We'll bring you on the show and participate on the show. Now, before I start the top of the discussion, if there's anybody, any man that's on the line right now who want to participate in the top of the discussion, press 1. I keep throughout the show checking to see if there's any man who want to participate on the show. Press 1. I already got a hand up. Caller, the last four digits of your phone number is 0683. 0683. Welcome to the show. Can you hear me? Okay. I don't know if you got your phone on mute or what. I'll come back and check if you see if you want to participate, all right? I'm gonna leave your line open just in case. If you're a man, if you're a woman, just hold on till we get to the segment where the women can participate. All right. So tonight's topic we're dealing with: what's the role of a man in a relationship? One thing we got to understand is that we have this reality of what is called male or immature male, immature man. A lot of women are getting in relationships with immature males. They think because of the man's age that he's a mature man, but a lot of times that's not true. Age doesn't make you a man. Age makes you older. See, in a relationship, a man may have his own defining of his role in the relationship. That doesn't necessarily mean that the woman he has a will and desire to be with operates under that same definition. See, a man's definition of his role in a relationship might not be what the woman agreed with. The woman may have what she sees as his role in a relationship, what she thinks it should be at the start. So at the start of a relationship, both of them should discuss what each one of them feel or think is their functioning, working definition or defining of each other's role within a relationship. One of the main factors that we need to understand going into a relationship is why we want to be in a relationship. First and foremost, the man's role in a relationship is to understand his purpose of being in a relationship, his intention for being in a relationship. See, when we deal with a role, it means a part or character one takes, a part played by a person in life, a function performed by someone. What is the man's role in the relationship? He cannot honestly live up to a role in a relationship until he has a purpose for being in a relationship, right? Just because a man wants to be with a woman or have a desire to be with a woman doesn't mean he's qualified or wants to be in a relationship. Now, the man has to make or discuss with the woman his purpose and his intention and his intent for being with her. A lot of times, at the start of a so-called relationship is based on physical attraction or lust. You meet someone and you're physically attracted to them. You know, appearance is the first thing, right? We're attracted to appearance. Then there's this thing called an affinity, where there's a natural attraction between a man and a woman. You might be in a club. If you were in a club, the man you meet in the club, because y'all have a club mentality, you both like the party. You both like going out. You both like the club. You both like the same drink. You know, what's the new the Hennessy Pure White? I just seen it on a show. Or you like the same drink. You know what I'm saying? Both like to smoke weed. You know, you're attracted to each other based on that, right? So the opportunity comes that night. You might even, based on lust, you might have what is called a one-night stand, or you might do it the first night. So the sex is good, right? He get up the next day, and he call his homeboy, smashed. Yeah, dog, you smashed her. Yeah, hit that. She might hit up a girl. Oh, girl, oh my goodness. Oh, shit. Oh, girl, he rocked my, right? So you keep in touch based on the sex or the heat of the moment or the lust. But after the smoke clears, you'll become emotionally attached to each other, or the woman is emotionally attached to him. He might not be necessarily emotionally attached to her, but the sex is good. So they want to keep on kicking it, right? So now you're calling it a relationship. But is it really a relationship or a situationship? You haven't discussed why y'all are together. Now, the woman, she has a strong desire because she's emotionally attached and her feelings are involved. She sees herself in a relationship. But does she really have a functioning, working definition of what a relationship is, and what is the man's role within what she sees is a relationship? Now, she has her own personal functioning, working definition of a man's role, or what she feels a man's role to her in the relationship. But doesn't mean he's on the same page with her defining of that role. But yet they never discuss what each other's role is within the relationship. They are planted by ear. What happens now that the sex is just a normal thing? Now responsibility has to take place within the relationship. Now she sees he's not qualified to be in a relationship. He still wants to hang out, party, chill with the homies. Is not qualified to be in a relationship. His definition of being in a relationship that works for him is to be able to come over when he wants to, leave when he wants to, stay as long as he wants to, and maybe do little small things, you know, take you out to eat. He thinks that's his role. He thinks his role is to make sure your ass eat at a restaurant. He thinks that it's his role as a man to please you in bed. You already know. Because when you're having sex, it's good, ain't it, baby? It's feel good to you, ain't it, baby? Feel good to you, ain't it, baby? He thinks his role as a man is to make you feel good sexually. He doesn't understand that to be a man, a mature man in a relationship, he has a responsibility not only to the woman that he's with, but to himself within that relationship. Let me check. You're listening to North Star Talk, Blog Talk Radio, On the Spot Tuesday, with your host, Michael Muhammad. If you're listening by computer, follow us, join the chat room, and come on and participate in the chat room. If you're listening by phone, if you're a man listening by phone right now, you're a man listening by phone right now, and you want to participate, press 1. If you're listening from your computer, if you're a man listening from the computer, and you want to call in and participate, the call-in number is 657-383-1423. That's 657-383-1423. When you call in and you want to participate on the show, press 1. If you press 1, I'll bring you on by calling out the last 4 digits of your phone number. When I call the last 4 digits of your phone number, I bring you on. You're on the air. You give me your name. You can participate in the show. You can ask a question, make a comment, and participate on the show. So if there's any men listening online at the time who want to participate in the show, just press 1. All right. Now, you might say, well, Michael, what do you think a man's role in a relationship is? What's the role of a man in the relationship based on your frame of thought? Good question. I'm glad y'all asked. To me, my defining of a man's role in a relationship, now, I have to be honest, I ain't always thought like this. I had to mature from a male to becoming a man. Right? Man is the mature reality of the male. Now, the man's role is to be the provider and maintainer of the woman that he desires to be in a relationship with. He has to go in the relationship with a purpose. His role is to have a purpose within that relationship. I always say to people or tell people, stop asking, do you love me? And start asking, why do you love me? See, if you ask, do you love me? The man can give you a yes. You know, yeah, baby, yeah, girl, baby, yeah, baby, I love you. Now you satisfied. But if you ask him, why do you love me? Now he has to hold a conversation with you and y'all can have a discussion on why he loves you. So the man's role is to be the provider and maintainer of the woman that he desires to be in a relationship with. When I say provider, it's not just financially. His role is to provide a safe environment for all those within that relationship that has been agreed upon at the start of starting a relationship. And I say this because the woman might have children. So how can a man be in a relationship with a woman that has children but doesn't have a relationship with the child or children? The children that she has and the children that he has is part of the relationship. Now, if she has children and her children's father is active in the in their life, it's his role to try to build or communicate with the children's father so they'll have an understanding of how to deal with those children. As a man, his role is to create a safe environment. If you are with a man and there's a problem with your baby daddy and that man, you're supposed to, as the woman, do what it takes to help create a safe environment for him. This thing goes both ways. The man's role is to qualify himself to be able to properly guide his woman within that relationship, that's mentally and spiritually as well. As a man with a purpose of being in a relationship with the woman, at the start, we have to have a mission statement or plan of action and an end game. Why are we getting together? To be boyfriend and girlfriend. Notice we say boyfriend, not man friend and woman friend. We being boyfriend and girlfriend, meaning we have not matured until doing what? Being men and women with a purpose of coming together to do what? Become one. Which is called a marriage. Now, to be married doesn't mean that you got to go to the courthouse. Being married means that you're on one accord and you have agreed and made a commitment to each other to become as one, to operate under one accord. Once you make that commitment to each other and say that you are in a relationship, then both parties have to operate properly in the relationship. But the man has to qualify himself to be able to God, his woman, mentally and spiritually. What happens when it comes to the financial aspect of the relationship? You know, they say two heads are better than one. That means he has to be qualified to have, say, guide her financially by saying, look, baby, we need to study how to budget our money. We need to sit down and determine, learn how to budget our money. Or if she says that to him, he has to be qualified as a man to understand she's in a position to help guide me in this area. Because your role, a man's role also in a relationship, is to be able to understand and respect, understand and know that his woman is able to guide him. That he has to also listen to his woman to where he can guide her. What man is with a woman that he's not confident in her ability to help guide him in a relationship, but he can, you know, tell her what she needs to do, tell her what needs to be done, but he's not mature enough to seek her advice, seek her guidance. A good teacher is first a good student. A man can better guide his woman if he's disciplined enough to be guided. Spiritually, and I say this a lot, a man on a spiritual level, whether you in the church, the mosque, call yourself spiritual, whatever you use when it comes to your spirituality, a man's role is to qualify himself to be able to guide his woman spiritually. Me personally, I'm not going to be in a relationship with a woman and I'm not qualified to guide her mentally and spiritually. What do you mean? If you're in the church, do you go to your pastor, your evangelist, your preacher, more than you turn to your man? When you go to church or you go to the mosque and the email, the pastor, the preacher, or whoever is teaching or preaching, and you can't turn to your man and say, explain what he just said to me. Or you get home and y'all start discussing what he said. Of course, we can. Somebody text me. I'm going to open up the line. Of course, we need somebody needs to be able to properly guide the man, but he's supposed to still be able to guide his woman. If you got a question or a statement, and you on the, and you on the call, press one, and you can come on and build with me. Press one, and you can come on and build with me. What does qualifying yourself mean? How does a man know that they are qualified? Qualifying, yes, a man qualifying himself, meaning he has to study, research, and investigate. Even to be in a relationship. I'm not in a relationship right now, but I've been in them and might in the future enter into a relationship. But I read, study on relationships. I read and study on spirituality. I observe where I made mistakes in past relationships so I can make the proper changes in who I am. Qualifying yourself to be in a relationship or to operate in a relationship is to first study self. Right. The Bible says study to show yourself approved. Everybody thinks that only means within the church. No. In your everyday walk of life, you have to study. First, study yourself. Know your weakness. Know where you're weak at. And where you're weak, make yourself strong. Make yourself strong. This is why in a relationship, communication is key. But it has to be proper communication. When we deal with communication, and in dealing with communication within a relationship, we have to talk to each other and not at each other. And again, let me say this here. If you're listening by phone and you want to participate, press one. You press one, it'll show me your hand is up, and I can bring you on the show and you can participate. Now, the question was asked to me, how does a man, what does qualify yourself mean? How does a man know that, how do men know that they are qualified? Qualifying himself or a man qualifying himself is an ongoing process. It's not a destination or an event that we are going to get to. Qualifying, a man qualifying himself in his role within the relationship is an ongoing process. Why? Because we all change from day to day, and we're supposed to be trying to grow and develop as individuals, but in a relationship, we're supposed to try to grow together. So every day, there's something that's going to arise or come up to where we both supposed to be qualifying ourselves, right? You ever heard the saying, there's level to this shit, right? Or the next level. You know what I'm saying? I'm on that next level, this level to this shit. But to get to the next level in anything, you have to qualify yourself. It's like playing a video game, and some of y'all men can play a video game real well because they do it every day. They are more committed to their homies through some damn headphones and a game console than they are to you. So they know their role and get to a next level and what is it, Mortal Kombat or Call of Duty or NBA 2K? See, they know there's levels to them shits. Because they are immature males trying to live a mature man's life within a relationship. But guess what? Many of you allow that. You allow them to get away with it because you don't even know your role. And maybe I need to come on next Tuesday and do what is the role of the woman. I know what you're thinking. I know. How the hell you know what the role of a woman is? Well, I'll give you my definition of the role of the woman. But guess what? As a man, I'm supposed to study myself and also study the woman I'm with. Why? Because if I'm properly guiding her, if I qualify myself to properly guide her mentally and spiritually, and she becomes one with me, or she's in tune with me, right? If my woman is in tune with me, because we operate, right? We are actually spiritual beings living a human existence. So if we are in tune with each other and I'm qualified to guide her mentally and spiritually and we operating on the same frequency level, then she becomes a reflection of me. I'm going to say that again. If we are in tune with each other, then she becomes a reflection of me. I'm going to get into it a little more. There are women who get in a situation or a relationship with a man, they might not even smoke. The man might smoke. Next thing you know, her ass smoking. She might not even smoke weed. Next thing you know, she's sparking the blood. She becomes a reflection of her man. That which you love, you submit to and don't even know you're submitting to it, or you're influenced by it. Let me say it that way. Because I know some of you hear the word submit, and you got the devil's definition of submit. So I don't submit to shit. I don't submit to nobody. But you don't understand what it means to properly submit to each other. That's man and woman. But it's the man's role in relationship to be able to qualify himself. When I say qualify himself, that means to educate himself, to gain the knowledge, wisdom, and understanding so that he can teach and guide the woman in the relationship. He knows the right questions to ask his woman. He knows and study his woman to the point where he knows when she's dissatisfied, right? I see on Facebook, women have shared this post right here, and I done seen it a thousand times. When she ain't talking no more, it's over. When she say she all right, it's over. Why? Because you haven't properly communicated with each other. You haven't properly sat down and discussed what's going on, what's wrong. He don't see it. He don't see shit is wrong with you. And you don't discuss it with them. You talk at them about it instead of talking to them about it. Now y'all going at it with each other. Because you don't know how to properly communicate. And because he doesn't know his role in the relationship, he's all up in his damn feelings and emotions. Now, y'all abusing each other verbally. Y'all attacking each other verbally. And so now he feels he's the man, so he got to always do you one better. Because he doesn't know his role. He doesn't know that his role is to make you as a woman feel secure within a relationship. His ass don't know that. If you got to ask him, baby, you love me? Baby, how I look today? I got somebody with their hand up. Hold on. Caller, your last four is 5549. 5549, welcome to the
blah,
show.
Blah, 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 blah. Let me put my number out there. Peace to the God.
Oh, my bad. Peace to the God. Calling from an undisclosed location.
Absolutely.
She's on a mission out there. How you doing? It's been a long time.
Peace, yes. Peace, yes. It has been.
Hold on, give me a second. Let me do this right quick. I'm just going, it's going to be short.
Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready?
I love you, Grandma.
I'm your co-host, Charlie B. Moore.
I love you, Grandma.
I'm your co-host, Charlie B. Moore.
Charlie B. Moore is in the building. What's up?
Mm-hmm. What's up, Peace? Not much. I just thought I'd call, then I haven't been on the show and support.
Okay.
You know, and show some love.
That's what's up.
From the West
Coast. I know they're waiting
for
you to come back.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so you're in the West Coast. All right. I got to go out your way.
They didn't show me no California love.
What? Come on, they ain't.
I didn't get that.
Come on, you supposed to be Tupac there.
No, I'm not.
Wow.
Yeah, right. So.
Let me ask you this right here, now that I got you on, and ain't nobody else raising their hands or getting me up in the chat room. You know, Charlie, I try to invite men to come on the show tonight, you know what I'm saying, so they can help me with this. And not one man can raise their, if they own, they ain't raise their hand. Or then none of them be like, yo, dog, I got your back, God. Yo, shine them on. So let me ask you, as a woman, what do you think the role of a man is in a relationship? Maybe the other women will start raising their hands. And
I know, right? Well, more for me.
Yeah.
And for me, I want that security, protection. I want a stable man. I would say security, protection, stability, firm, you know, a man with a tone that not only can speak something, but, you know, when he said it, you know, it's like you can feel it. He's serious. That's very comfortable with himself and don't have to be validated by anyone. He validate himself, you know. I want a thinking man, a man that know how to use his God knowledge and stuff, you know.
Okay. No
man to be right.
No doubt. Now, because I don't know how much of the show you heard before you came on, I think I was going off. You know, I get caught up. I'm so passionate about educating our people and teaching our people and reaching out to them, right? And, you know, and I was studying and going through things, right? And I just was saying the man's role within the relationship is to make sure that the woman is secure, right? Because if his woman is insecure, then he's not maintaining his role as the man. When she's insecure, right? You stop me when I'm wrong. You say, nah, you're wrong. can no longer relate, right? If you in that relationship, if the woman is feels insecure in a relationship, they don't relate anymore. So it's no longer a relationship. So all the above things that you mentioned, he has to learn how to do it within that relationship. You know,
that's right.
One thing I used to hate to see and hear, right? And I've seen it more often within the church, right? The man is talking to his woman about God or about religion, about spirituality, and she goes, "Well, I have to see what my pastor says. I have to see what my preacher says. I have to see what my sensei or whatever they will, what they be calling them, my grand poobah, whatever say, right?"
Wow. Mm-hmm.
When they man should be the one that should be able to guide them spiritually. And if some other man says anything to him or teach him something, she goes to her man and say, "This is what I learned from him today," or "This is what he was teaching. How do you see this?" Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
So that shows and proves that she is secure in knowing that her man can provide her with knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. That she can confide in her man. And that's what I wanted to get to. What's the role of a man in a relationship? Is for his woman to be secure enough to confide in him, to turn to him, and know that he can properly love her, guide her, and be there for her to help her grow and to grow with her. Make sense?
Makes sense to me.
Okay. Well, I'm going to let you close it out. It's 9:47. Let you close it out when you only got a couple of minutes left on the show. Is there anything you want to say?
What was the topic of the show about?
What's the role of a man in a relationship? I know how to do it. If you were holding a discussion with your son and you had to give him advice from a woman's standpoint of what you think his role, a man's role is to in a relationship towards a woman, talk to me.
Then if you put it like that, I would let my son know. So to all you men listeners, and whatnot, because I keep it as real as with him as I can, and whatnot. So I would definitely say that if you're a man or you're a woman, just you know, looking for a man, you need to make sure before you get in that relationship that you can not only do you have your you know your shit together, that you can provide, that you can. You know, not just provide financially, I'm saying like with knowledge, give her structure, direction, consult, make her feel, you know, uplift, give her stability, security. Everything that, you know, if you have a daughter that you want someone to, you know, fulfill for her and for your mother and whatnot, you know, you don't. I'm going to take it somewhere else, Mike. Yeah, you never should have put me on here. And everything. It's not that. It's just so, you know, just be a man and whatnot. You know, we got to take our panties back and stuff and stop babysitting these guys and stuff and let them stand on their own 2 feet. And they fall, let them fall and stuff. They're going to get back up and stuff. You know, we know when to save them. We can help them out and everything, you know. But for the most part, let them be a man. And stuff, especially when they don't have any guidance, you know. The proper guidance of being one, that's the structure and everything, you know. So let them try, let them attempt. And if they can't attempt to be one and stuff, you better let it go and whatnot. They got to figure that stuff out first, because it ain't nothing like, you know, someone taking you out the woods just to put you in the swamp. So you're going to take it serious because you are what you date. So take it very seriously. That's not my opinion of it.
No doubt. All right.
And then, wait a minute, one more thing. And then,
go ahead. You got a couple.
And I want men, I want you men to stop messing with these beautiful shells and stuff. Just because a woman is so beautiful, stop freaking with these women, because they ain't got nothing to offer you. They ain't got nothing to offer you but a life of hell. They're going to set your ass up. They done did something to harm you. I'm hard on women because I blame everything on women and stuff. But anyway, stop going after these women. Find you a woman that got something about herself, that got some knowledge in her mind, because if you ain't got it, you damn sure don't need another woman. You don't need a woman that ain't got it. You better get someone that can help you. And don't try to shit her, because she'll know. But stay away from these beautiful shells. I don't care. Stay away from these women. These are dangerous women. They're like cancer of the world. So just stay away from them. If you got to be to yourself, be to yourself. But don't mess with them type of women, I'm telling you, and everything. They're dangerous.
No doubt. You got that out?
Mm-hmm.
Good?
Mm-hmm.
Inhale.
You did it.
Exhale.
Peace to the God.
Peace to God. Yo, I want to thank everybody for tuning in. If you listen by computer, I want to thank you. If you're not in the Facebook, North Star Talk Facebook group, hit me up, Michael Gregory Muhammad on Facebook, so I can add you in. Hit me in my inbox and we can add you in. I want to thank those who called in and listened by phone. Appreciate you, and y'all appreciate it. Be looking forward to us doing more shows and having giveaways. We're going to be starting giving away some things on the show. All right. Thank you, Charlie B. Moore, for calling in from an undisclosed location in the West Coast. All right. So we're going to end the show like this right here.
Rap came from us. It started in the South Bronx. It started with conscious rappers. So to my brothers and sisters who are rappers, see, you're part of a scheme, but you don't realize you are an unwitting collaborator in a scheme that is to destroy you and your future.
Let's be very clear, I ain't here to drink beer, smoke weed, shoot the breeze and break bread with you. I'm only here to resurrect the living dead with you. Thought it was some kind of a game, I'm not playing with you. I got the Moorish warlords with Moroccan sharp swords, Ethiopians with white face camouflage. Already disciplined and ready for that sabotage. You listen to Minaj? Word? You should kill yourself and everybody that you came with. Arrangement out of jurisdiction, no arraignment. My name gets mentioned through the ethers, through high frequency speakers. Certified 45, get in line. Make this revolution rap your favorite pastime. Make listen to Coon Tune your very last time. Last time he was CO and now he's gangstified. Pushing keys, catching bodies, man, somebody lied. I'd rather listen to that guy noise, levitate with fly boys, organize an army, bang dead press. Understand I'm not a missionary, just a devil's adversary. Extraordinary, compliment the feds. And most listening are subject to conditioning. They need a hook, something snappy just to pull them in. I truly sympathize, I hope this pretty singing satisfies. Now should we get back to business then? Separating gods from the nigger men. Separating chicken heads from the heroines. They tell me constantly that I should change my content. You're just too conscious, maybe you should narrow in. Rhyme more about that street life heroin. Make it amplify, glorify the hell you're in.